This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
The realization of a new 35-unit housing complex in Minden is one step closer, thanks to a cash injection of $2.4 million from the province. The funding, allocated to the Kawartha Lakes Haliburton Housing Corporation, will go a long way to get the project underway. But as Bob Carter, Minden Hills mayor, told Canoe FM, it will be some time yet before shovels are in the ground on this much-needed affordable housing development.
Believe me, when the government tells you they're going to get some money, there's still a few hoops and hurdles that you have to go through to get that money.
6 years ago, Bill Switzer, a local cottager who wanted to do his part, donated the nearly 8 acres for the Minden Housing Development. It's located on Highway 35, just south of the Legion, stretching down to the river and over to Rotary Park. When completed, it will add to the inventory of affordable housing in the county.
One of the problems of why it took us so long is, you know, we had endless problems with the MTO who, wanted us to have certain setbacks and so on and so forth. So it's really 35 units that are a combination of one bedroom and two bedroom units. And it's not a large apartment building. It's smaller individual units that are going to, in some cases, be attached, but they're on multiple levels. And so I think it's going to be a very nice looking property. When we're looking at building, we're looking at two things. We're looking at soft costs, which are things like architects having the services that we need to get from the municipalities and so on and so forth. And then the hard costs, which are the cost of the land and the building. Offsetting that, we have reserves or donations. In this case, Bill Switzer donated the land. He donated other things. The township has donated, we're not charging for all the things associated with zoning and so on and so forth. But then you have the build itself. And so if you take your total costs and you take away the donations, the rest you have to borrow. A tender has gone out, and I think the tender closes on April the 10th, so that's when we would have the costs. Our real problem today is that, costs of building are still very high, and now with these tariffs, it's a complete unknown. But, we're probably talking in the neighborhood of $15 million.
Carter says there's a 10-year wait for affordable housing in Haliburton County and the city of Kawartha Lakes combined. More than 2,400 people are on that wait list, and while the Minden project will help take away some of the strain, to remain profitable, a portion of the units will need to be rented out at market value.
We have to make it so that we break even. We can't operate at a loss. There is no money to operate at a loss. And so until we get these proposals back from various builders, that's when we'll be able to determine whether this will go ahead. The unknowns and our estimates of costs are still, extremely high. And unless somebody can come up with some more money from the senior level of government, it's going to be difficult.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.